Hello, it is Wednesday the 28th of May 2014 and the time is 23:23. So what's been going on? Monday I went into Lagos, or we both went into Lagos. I had to get someone to have a look at Shirley's computer because it is not starting up. It basically goes to boot up and then the caps lock and doom lock just keep flashing. And when I looked on the internet, it seems to be a power failure. So there's a guy in Lagos next to what we call the English card shop, where they do all the birthday cards, Christmas cards, all that sort of thing. There's a cafe there, of course, a charity shop. In fact, there's two cafes. There's one caf and there's a restaurant and a computer shop. And I got sort of quite chatty with him, really, a couple of times I've been in there. So he had a look at it. I mean, I can normally fix software problems, but hardware problems are not so easy. And I was hoping that he would have a spare cable. He came to the same conclusion. It is either the inverters or the sort of power supply in the laptop, or it's the power supply itself. If it's a power supply itself, we're okay because we can get a new one. But if it's the laptop, well, I think that's it. It's not going to be worth repairing. So a friend of ours has got a lead that I think will fit. So she's going to pop that round tomorrow, hopefully. And, well, all will be revealed. And I've got to get a new laptop for Shirley. But I was looking at the desktops, to be honest with you, because she really just wants to play Sims. And she uses the iPad quite a lot. It's the original iPad, iPad 1, which used to be mine. I've got the iPad mini now. But she uses it a lot for everything else, but obviously not for playing games. So I was thinking of just building a desktop computer, and she could just play the games on that, play Sims on that, and I was going to get a new iPad for her anyway. Because the laptops are great, but they're not that portable, because eventually the batteries sort of hold less and less power. I think, to be honest with you, it would be a lot better in the long run, because I can also put my Skyrim on there and play Skyrim on it as well. So I was chatting to the guy and he was giving me some prices, and I said, could you build one? And he said, well, you could most probably build it yourself. Why don't you give it a go? And I thought, well, yeah, because I used to build them. I used to build computers quite a while ago. But, yeah, so I thought, yeah, I think I'll have a go at that. So that will be a project for me later on. So, things going wrong. The boiler. We've got people staying for a couple of nights. They're only staying for two nights. And when my friend Bob was over, the boiler was alight. We did have a bit of a problem lighting it, but got it going in the end, and it was fine. But I took it back to the airport, come back home, obviously, and switched the boiler off. The pilot light stayed on, no problem at all. Couldn't get it to light the other day. Just drives you crazy. It lights, but it won't stay alight, or it'll stay alight for 10 seconds and drop out. And Shirley went in there and lit it. Bang, up it went. Perhaps bang's the wrong word, but yeah, it worked fine, stayed on. And it stayed on until that night sometime when it went out, and I couldn't light it again the next day. So I'm going to have to get it seen to, because we've got guests coming on the 3rd next week. But it's a nuisance, really, because I didn't want to particularly go and buy a new boiler. and I haven't got a lot of time to sort of buy it, fit it, etc. So what I'm thinking is I will take the boiler out of our house, out of our part, and put it in there, and at least that'll give me a little bit of time to... well, first I'm going to get the old boiler off and have a look at it, give it a clean up, maybe I can get it going, whatever. I'll do that tomorrow because they're going back tomorrow. So see if I can... It could just be soot. It just could just need cleaning up, but I've got a feeling it's what they call a thermal coupler, which sort of keeps the... it sort of heats the pilot light, heats the thermal coupler up, which allows the gas to flow if the pilot light goes out for any particular reason, for a gas, you know, gas supply, you know, is not going through, the pilot light goes out and it shuts the gas off, and it's a safety feature, so you know, but it's just a bit annoying and it come at the wrong time, as most things do. But Monday, yeah, I went to watch Godzilla at the cinema in Lagos, which is now open again after being burnt down, and yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It was a good film. Well, I'm not going to sort of spoil it, but it's more from the aspect or the opinions and the, it's more from the human side than Godzilla and, you know, all the carnage. It was a good film, a lot of story in it. I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, went there, say, Monday afternoon. And I'm hoping to go and watch The X-Men later this week. I think it'll be on from Friday at Lagos, but if not, I'll have to go to Portimao. But of course, first I'm going to have to get this blasted boiler done. So I'll start doing that perhaps tomorrow. Weather's been a bit sort of up and down the last couple of days. It's been a bit cloudy. We've had a lot of high winds, which may have blew the pilot light out, but... who knows? Yeah, we've had a lot of high winds, which seems to have calmed down a bit today. But we've had some sort of cloud. Well, once the cloud parts and the sun comes out, it's pretty warm. What have I been up to today? Not a great deal. I've been catching up on a few things. Well, we went up for a coffee. Went to see John and Annie, and had a chat with them. Then I watched Miller's Crossing, an old film. Well, old film, not that old, but an older film. Good film. Yeah, that was good. And caught up on a few podcasts. And I'm going to watch episode 6 or 7 of Fargo in a minute once I finish this, which I'm enjoying a lot. Oh, I caught up with Orphan Black as well and chatted to my sons yesterday on Skype. But I've got so much stuff to watch, read and listen to. It's unbelievable, the media. And I'm still watching stuff on YouTube, watching Gopher plays Skyrim. It's unbelievable, really, the amount, you know, you could just never get bored with all this media content. There is just tons and tons of it, but the trouble is it's mounting up. So so I better go and catch up with Fargo, and I've got Game of Thrones to catch up with as well. Yes, the list is getting longer and longer. Okay then, I'm going to sign off and I'll speak to you later. Bye for now.